I'll be speaking on the project that we have been ongoing since 2010 in Belize in development of a partnership program with various communities in Belize. Have no financial relation to disclose. As you may be aware, Belize is located in Central America, has a very small population of 340,000 persons, but there's a diverse population different from the Caribbean communities. Major ethnic groups include mestizos, English Creole, Maya, and Mayas are Ekechi, Mopan, Yucatec. It has a relatively young population, with 55% being less than 25 years of age, and with 5% over 65. This young population is at risk, particularly to influences in lifestyle transitions, as well as the loss of traditional practices, and we're seeing an increased sedentary lifestyle. In addition to that, we know that Belize has one of the highest rates of diabetes and cardiovascular diseases in both the Caribbean and Central America. PAHO and the Ministry of Health have conducted a number of studies. They have provided evidence of high rates of obesity, dietary risks, high fasting, plasma glucose, and high blood pressure in Belize. In addition to that, the issue is compounded by a number of societal and environmental challenges, including a high poverty rate of 44% and unemployment rate of over 24%. And most difficult in conditions in terms of the human resources for health to address NCDs. For example, in the communities that we work, we had one health educator who had a catchment area of 20,000 persons, number of villages, and the town. So in this paper, what we want to highlight is our experience in implementing a field school in Belize and how it developed from internship placement to really community partnership building. And this was in collaboration with the Ministry of Health, as well as local communities and the National University in their effort to reduce chronic diseases. The methodology we approached, we had a three-pronged approach. One was to establish a collaboration with the national institutions, which included the University of Belize, University of South Florida, the Ministry of Health, and we agreed on four points of collaboration. One was to assist the Ministry of Health in their human resource health development capacity, developing practice-based programs, opportunities for College of Public Health students, University of South Florida, College of Public Health students, and University of Belize students, as well as developing interventions and research project. Part of it also included the establishment of partnership because we anticipated that we were going to be faced with sustainability issues, which meant that we needed to include the local communities that we were working with rather than having a top-down approach with including the community. And we assessed six communities based on the presence of the Ministry of Health in that community, based on community infrastructure, including health clinics, and established government structure, the presence of grassroots organization, and then of course the expression of interest by that community. Out of those, we formed partnership with two of the six communities that were initially identified, and it included the Santiago Juan Leod community and the San Martin community, located in the western part of the country. One of the partnerships that really developed to a large extent was the Santiago Juan community, and that was through the Neighborhood Watch Committee. Both communities did not have a governance structure, so which meant that the presence of a leading group was not available, so we had to find alternative means of creating or establishing relationship with these communities. Our work meant that we had to collaborate with the Ministry of Health in aligning our programs with what their aligning their programs with their strategic plan, as well as with the University of Belize to establish a partnership in with personnel who are express interest. As I mentioned, the two communities that we work with, we had a strong relationship that was established with the Neighborhood Watch Committee at Santiago Juan de Lota, and their work was really to recruit individuals that would be interested in developing the partnership and recruit individuals who would participate in the trainers program, because in conducting our assessment, we found some high rates of chronic diseases, and we anticipated that to address this issue, we had to approach utilize a health education program. Our lessons that we learned from this initiative was one that we had to, the alignment of with the Ministry of Health strategic plan was extremely important. The health education program that was established really added to the human resources pool within that community, and the community participation was a key component in implementation of the initial health assessment and subsequent program. We also learned from based on this that the outlying communities are really not considered legally established villages or towns, which meant that the governance structure or the leading authority was not present, and they did not fall within the catchment area of the Ministry of Health. And so what they had to do was to figure out a way of the working along with the communities, and in the San Martin program, for example, because they didn't have a grassroots community, we were unable to establish a long-term relationship, even though we had expressed interest from the community leader as well as from our health partners. Okay. The most important thing for practice here, I think, is that the platform utilizing the Neighborhood Watch Committee, informal committees that are really a strong presence in various communities in Belize, and it's also a strong platform in the Caribbean countries. We're finding that they would serve as best for mobilizing community participation, providing resource support, being efficient in recruitment of participants, and then of course of marketing the programs of activities, and finally validating the presence of researchers and health educators. Thank you.